sorry, I'm running up. Oh, we're talking about containers. What about, what did they call something for flowers? What was that?
Flower pots.
Anything else? What about they cut flowers? You know, if you brought in flowers.
Aces.
And cut them.
You put them in vases then, if you don't know what you put them in after you'd cut them.
Mm-hmm. So the pots were just for the ones growing still?
That's what we call the ones growing were flower pots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just the basic terms for the eating utensils that you used. What were the terms for those? For eating with each person?
Well, of course, knife, fork, and spoon was the only thing that I can think of.
Okay. Did they ever have the steak? Just have regular knife, or did they ever have the steak?
I don't think we had steak knives. We did have some, we didn't call them steak knives. We did have some pretty sharp knives. However, if the steak was that tough, it would have never gotten to the table in my house, because my dad and mother just wouldn't have it, you know.
Well, you had the choices in those days. Now,
well,
to get it to the table.
Well, having no way to store beef, what we did, one person in the community would probably slaughter a half-grown calf that wasn't yet grown. And he'd go all around, everybody would take some, and the next week or the next, another one would do the same thing, and that way it never got old. See, we had good fresh steak when we had any, which was pretty often.
That sounds so hard to imagine. Imagine, you know, being in the city.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun and a lot of hard work. But when a community works together that way, it's not such a problem. The same man didn't have to. It's getting, got a little more, I believe. The same person didn't have to do it every time. See, one another and another around over the community would have some steak, and everybody would take some, and then here'd come another one.
Good. Good. Okay, talking about getting all those dishes clean. After she washed the dishes, then she does what? Get the soap off. Talking about your wife, what would she do?
Well, you mean back in those days when I was growing up?
Uh-huh.
Well, she always used two dish pans,
mm-hmm.
one to wash them in, and another with clean water to rinse them in and then dry them. Use two pans, just like you have two divisions to your sink now. Well, that's what they use, two pans.
What about drying it? Particular terms for drying.
Just dry the dishes.
Did you have a cloth or anything?
Oh, yes. Just
what do you call that?
Called it the dish cloth.
Any other term?
No, not that I know of.
They taught me the term dish rag. I don't know.
Well, now that's what you washed them with. The dish rag was the cloth that you used to clean them. And then after you had rinsed them off in this hot water in the other pan,
mm-hmm.
why you use the dish cloth to dry them.
Okay. What about if you were washing your face? Is there a different term for that? What cloth? You know, washing your body. What kind of cloth?
Washcloth.
Most people called it a washcloth.
Uh-huh. So they're each different, then, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, what about after bathing? What do you use to dry yourself off with?
Just a towel.
Any other terms for that?
I never heard one.
Okay. What about the water pipes? What do you turn on the water pipes? What do you turn on the water with?
A faucet.
Any other term for that?
I've heard it called a spigot, too, but I...
What about in the bathroom? Is it the same term for the bathroom or the later in the bath or in the kitchen?
Well, I believe they still call them faucets.
Either way.
I think. You talk about a spigot more or less on a pipe that's outside of the building, just comes up and has a, well, a faucet on top of it, which you'd use to water your lawn or something. But I've heard a lot of people call that the spigot outside, but they'd call it the faucet inside.
I think I've heard the same. The difference is really so cold.